You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey everyone, Allison here. You looking for gear, collectibles, houseware, and more from your favorite pop culture franchises? We've got you covered. Loot Crate offers a range of geek and gamer items for less than $20 a month. Want to bring your loot to the next level? Get a bigger box with even bigger loot with Loot Crate DX. If you're more the type to wear your geeky heart on your sleeve, then Lootwear, our monthly wearables and accessory subscription, is what you're looking for. Get ready for September's high-octane theme, speed. This month's Loot Crate has a high-octane assortment of goodies from Batman, CW's The Flash and Arrow, Battlestar Galactica, Iron Man, and Gone in 60 Seconds. If you have a style need, you'll love our speed Lootwear collection. Featuring Sonic socks for when you gotta go fast, a Transformers wearable for your world-saving needs, a winning Mario Kart tee, and more. This Lootwear collection is gonna zoom away quick. Zoom. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe. So if you are listening to this podcast today and you want the speed, Loot Crate, that is today. You have until 9 p.m. today to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that is it. It is over. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/HH and enter the code HH to save $3 off any new subscription. You're welcome.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Alex Albrecht.
I'm Allison Hayslip. And for, you know, like about the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to sit around and have a glass of wine and talk about the times.
It's not as good.
News and booze is
and
better.
News and booze is better.
I just stick with what works.
With us sitting in as a surprise guest.
Surprise!
Is the man who's here every week. The best Kinder Egg plastic man. Tom Supervolcano Krajewski.
How do you surprise us every week, Tom?
Because you're surprised I haven't died of liver cancer from drinking.
That might actually be it.
It's really just
He's
Alex
still alive.
I know. It's really just Alex and I doing this podcast, and for whatever reason, Tom just shows up in the garage.
Exactly. Hey, guys. We doing
even,
this today?
Yeah, even
he's
when
been
we
let
the
go
time.
For about a year.
Yeah.
he just guys, happens to know. It's a spidey sense.
You just need to stop being so consistent with your times of recording and
yeah.
the place where you record.
Damn.
Well, I'm going to keep showing up.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
How's
Hi,
everybody
guys.
Doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Great story.
All right. Hey. I know. I'm trying to think of anything fun and crazy. Yes.
I interviewed David Hasselhoff this week.
No.
This past
what?
Week. Yeah.
What? The Hoff? Don't
but
hassle the Hoff.
I did not hassle him at all.
How?
So there was a GameStop Managers Convention conference, I guess, down in Anaheim.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. GameStop
okay.
gets all of their managers from all of the North America branches. Together,
and they
it's
party.
Like 5,500 people.
I didn't know David Hasselhoff was a GameStop manager.
He's fallen on hard times. No, so they do this big like 3-day conference, and a lot of the studios, the video game studios, will go to do presentations about their games that are coming out.
Oh, that's cool.
So I hosted Activision's presentation.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, which was great. And then as part of it. David Hasselhoff was there.
Amazing.
Because he...
Why? Is he a voice in some game or something?
I just realized I don't know if this is announced.
Oh.
I think it is. Can you give me your computer
Google,
real quick?
Google Hasselhoff and some sort of announcement.
For those who don't know who David Hasselhoff is.
You guys talk.
From the 80s.
Hey, so...
Hey! How are you doing, Alex?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Very excited. Well, because we're doing house stuff. So we updated our AC unit.
Fantastic.
We got a fancy AC unit. Well, it's lightly exciting.
No, I mean
and then we're doing solar.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we're going to get solar installed.
Can you talk about the company you're using? Is this the
great, it's announced.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Back, that's interesting.
All right, I'll talk about solar
cool.
later.
I'm back.
What's up?
Yeah, so the new Call of Duty game that's coming out, Infinite Warfare, they you know how they do like a zombie mode in all of them now? So the zombie mode in this one is an 80s zombie
amazing.
Thing. And David Hasselhoff is in the 80s mode.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yep. That's super cool.
I really should have checked all that before I started talking about it because I did sign like an extensive NDA. So
yeah.
I'm like, there are things I can't talk about, but this is one of them. Okay, great.
Well, that's super fun.
Yeah.
And you got to meet the Hoff.
I did, and he was
Michael
lovely.
Michael Knight.
He was lovely.
The man who does not exist.
I know.
Yes, Michael. I suggest great. Turbo Boost.
So, but it actually made me very excited for it.
I love that movie.
It made me very excited for Infinite Warfare.
Yeah.
It looks like a super fun game to play.
It's fun. I sort of get into, I think, like every third Call of Duty game, I'll get like really into.
Right.
Like I got really into, I think Ghosts was one.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, I don't know why, but like every once in a while, like every third one, I'll be like, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
And then I get like super deep in the online multiplayer. Like,
yeah.
Just love it.
Yeah. Well, this one's in space.
That's so
yeah.
cool.
So many things I want
to
do.
I got
space.
To play. I got to play it a little. They had a Call of Duty XP event Labor Day weekend down at the Forum, and I went and I got to play a little of the multiplayer Infinite Warfare in space. It's kind of awesome because like when you die, you're in a rig suit. So when you die, your rig suit stops working, and you lose gravity. And you just, so as soon as you die, you're floating.
That's cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It's cool.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Did you visit our moon base while in the game?
Our moon base looks badass.
They did. They put it you
amazing.
You could see it out the window from the space station we
it
were on.
It just says the half hour hap. It was like, well, we ran out of money.
Yeah.
But thankfully,
the Circle K
the
is there. The Circle K is definitely there.
Spent all our money getting David Hasselhoff to do the ribbon cutting at the...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, David, we're taking you into space.
Oh, amazing.
Hey,
he
Hoff.
Would totally go.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I feel
he's
like
the mayor.
Like, thanks.
Yeah.
The mayor of space.
He's the mayor of space.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff is the mayor of space.
Seriously, Elon Musk, we need to talk.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff, the mayor of space.
Yeah.
You may have heard of me.
You seem to be invading it lately with your
Here's
experiments.
My business card.
Yeah, here's my business card. Yes, I did make that.
We'll see. But your solar panels, back to that. You're good?
Oh, yeah. So we're
you
doing... So we're doing. Well, because I just...
This episode's starting off awesome.
Yeah, so what happened was Heather's brother runs an electrician's company. I don't even know what it's called.
Cool.
General
basically,
Electric.
They do... corporate, like they'll go and like run the electrical for the new Wynn Hotel in Vegas. You know what I mean? Like that kind of scale.
Yeah.
And a while back.
Your house is not the Wynn Hotel.
No, not at all, which is why I'm sort of surprised. But they also then a while back got into solar because a lot of people were getting into solar. So they would install solar commercially, but then they started installing solar
residentially.
And because.
And emotionally.
And emotionally. Mainly emotionally.
Yeah.
And because it's Heather's brother runs the company,
powered.
We get all of the panels and gear at cost.
Oh, nice.
So they're just going to give us whatever. I mean, we literally buy it from the supplier.
Right, right.
And then they install it, and, you know, they'll give us a deal.
That's
got
to be weird for
like
the supplier to be like, oh, yeah, we have an order for 5 panels. Because they probably normally sell in bulk.
Well, no, they do commercial. This is how they do it, because what they do is they want to find out what the supplier has on hand, because it's a whole fucking process. Like, they need to go to the city to get plans drawn up, and then they need the city to approve it. But the city doesn't really love approving solar because of LADWP is the city, and they make the money.
Right.
And they also have, like, oh, so this was crazy. So we got the new AC installed.
Right.
And the solar guy came out and said, you need to have them come and spot the meter. Basically, when you install a new meter in houses that are older, and meters like the meter and the like breaker box, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
The LADWP has to come out and tell you where they want it.
Oh.
Yeah. Because you can't move a meter without them saying, this is where we want it.
Right.
You need to check it, right?
Did you have to move your meter, though? Are you going to just replace it?
Well, no. You can't replace it without moving it.
Oh.
That's the whole thing.
Oh, that's
so if
weird.
You're going to replace your meter, LADWP has to come out and tell you where they want you to put it.
Got it.
And they did want to. And the solar guy was like, they'll probably want you to move it here.
Yeah.
And that's where the guy came out and said, here. But the crazy thing was... Because we also needed to do some updates on it because of the AC unit.
Mm-hmm.
So we were doing two things. And we were waiting on the quote from the solar. So if the quote came in at like $100,000, we would have been like, fuck that. Mm. You know what I mean? So we didn't know 100% we were going to do the solar thing, but we knew we were going to do the AC thing.
Right.
So I go online because you have to fill out this form to have them come spot the meter.
Right.
There's literally two links.
Okay.
Spotting the meter because you're moving it.
Right.
Spotting the meter because you're moving it because you're installing solar.
Oh, weird.
And I went, okay, well, I mean, I'm moving it because I'm putting this AC unit in and I would may install solar.
Right.
But again, if the quote comes in too high, I'm not going to fucking install solar right now. But so I need to get it spotted. So I clicked on the one that was like, just spot my meter. And it's just literally a web form and a telephone number. It's like, just submit this form or call this number. I was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
I clicked on the, so just to see what the difference was, I clicked on the solar thing. Holy shit.
What?
You have to fill out this permit application.
What?
They have to approve the permit application. There's
this
whole list of like 16 steps you have to go through, all just for a guy to come and go, yeah, right there.
Wow.
Because if you're installing solar, they want to make it as difficult as possible because they do not want you to install solar.
Oh my goodness.
Crazy, right?
Assholes.
Yeah.
Assholes.
So then, and essentially what happened was we thought about doing this like a while back.
Right.
To the point where I emailed like, this is my bills, and emailed everything in. And we just never did it. Like we kind of dropped the ball, like didn't follow up. And I was like, eh, whatever. And then the idea came to me again. I was like, we should really do that solar thing. And then I went back and looked. Mm-hmm. It was 4.5 years ago.
Oh, man.
Time flies.
Meaning, had we pulled the trigger then, we would have already paid off the solar panels.
Yes, right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm a fucking asshole. I should have done that. Yeah. So now I'm like, whatever. Like, as long as it's not crazy, crazy hooker money, we're doing it.
Crazy hooker money.
Yes.
How do I get some of that crazy hooker money?
Yeah.
I want some of that.
It comes through the sun.
You get crazy hooker money through the sun? Wow.
I got to get myself some solar.
Yeah, baby.
So we're going to be solar powered soon, the show.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Saving the Earth one podcast.
100%.
There we go.
So we're also trying
to... That should be a big selling point for us.
Well, but the other thing that's really crazy is they give you... There's literally a device that sits on your desk... And you see the exact amperage that you're doing and what you're using.
Like when you drive a hybrid car, you can see when,
So all day, you could just sit at your desk and be like, we're making more energy than we're using.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do? Sit at your desk all day and just look at that meter?
I know.
Yeah,
we're just going to lose Alex.
I know. Well, and there's an
app. God, this podcast is going to become so boring because every opening story is going to be Alex talking about how much energy he made.
How many kilowatt hours I'm generating right now.
I hope you don't get solar.
I'm getting it. Well, maybe.
Wind power.
Unless it's hooker money.
Hooker money.
Mm.
I want some crazy hooker money.
Crazy hooker money.
Crazy hooker money. Sorry.
Crazy hooker money is when you have so much money that you could do whatever you want.
Oh, I thought the hookers
like
were crazy.
Like hire hookers?
Like hire hookers.
Crazy
hookers. Oh.
Like you could just be like, oh my God, I could do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Crazy hooker money.
You thought it was crazy hookers
and
the money that they make.
I have no problem with hookers, but I think I'd be scared to try one.
I totally agree.
I mean, I think it's great. There's a great service. But, I mean, I just don't think I could do it.
I bet Jen is very happy about that, Tom.
You guys know.
It's a very interesting moral stance you're taking.
To our show,
I'm all right with it. I just don't think I could do it.
I'd probably have performance issues, probably. Maybe.
Oh, wow.
I like the pay for it. You know, I like the challenge. That's why I keep trying. I try to get Allison on my good side someday. So
what?
What?
I don't even know what that means.
Never.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Just
go to emails. Go to emails.
Somebody needs some crazy hooker money. That's
go
all I'm
Go to
saying.
Emails,
all right,
Alex.
First email. This is from Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
He says, hey, Allison, Alex, and Super Volcano Tom. Mm-hmm. Huge fan of Dignation back in the day. So glad you guys brought back the podcast format of drink some booze and read some news.
Yes.
There was always a real dry spell there for a while. Heh. Dry spell. Get it? Anyway.
Got it.
Listened to Alex talk about his pilot experience a couple episodes ago, and I just wanted to let you guys know that I listen to the podcast while I fly to work.
What?
That sounds dangerous.
Thank you so much for giving me the laughs at 9,500 feet, because having the autopilot fly you over Central California on the way to the Bay Area is boring as fuck.
Oh, my gosh.
Podcast
without something
plane.
To listen to.
Let's get on that plane.
Yeah, keep up the good work,
Wait,
Josh.
He's not even going to explain what he does for work, that he gets to fly a plane to work?
No, it's his plane. So here's a picture.
All right.
Come in. That's a picture of Josh, and then this is the picture of his plane. Which looks like it might be like a...
Josh, your plane is badass.
Super badass. Yeah.
Also, I love that he had a picture of us up in his plane.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. What and you can see he was actually at 9,500 feet. That's the altimeter says that. So that's rad.
Josh, you're also a handsome individual.
Well, hello. Well, hello. Somebody might want to take a trip in your plane.
I'm like, you fly planes to work, what?
Yeah, you do.
Don't crash your plane now that I just said that.
Oh, God. Hey, Josh, speaking of which, he's going to be like, oh, my God, they're talking to me.
He's like, I'm answering you. Can you hear me?
Email us back and let us know what you do.
Josh, we can't hear you. Yell louder.
I know. It's the plane, Josh. It's the plane. It's too loud.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so that's Josh.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to actually ask Josh a question.
I did. What do you do for a living that you get to fly around on a plane? Anyway, we also got an email from our favorite Australian, Harriet.
Hi, Harriet.
Oh, yes.
Did you eat all my Tim Tams again?
Well, this is what she said.
It's Miss spiders, isn't it?
Miss super popular at being Australian calling.
Yes.
That's the subject.
Nice.
Hey, Allison, Alex, and the very special guest.
Yeah, thank you.
it's Harriet here. I finally just landed back in Australia after 3 months of traveling, and I already have U.S. withdrawals. Remember, she was going to do that whole like
That's
crazy
right.
trip.
Yeah.
My emptiness feels from Comic-Con were delayed and now have hit me that I'm finally home. I just wanted to say meeting you guys was seriously one of the biggest highlights of my trip. Alongside staying in Glen Watkins in upstate New York, which has 500 plus wineries, distilleries, and breweries.
Whoa. Yeah.
Happy hour every hour you guys should come visit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Maybe we should do Drunksmiths there.
Oh, God, that would be amazing. In the fucking winter wonderland of upstate New York.
That would be kind of cool to like hop around from...
place to
winery,
place.
Winery to do every
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, yeah, I now have some serious withdrawals of drinking easily in the U.S. with your free pours and West Coast In-N-Out burgers. Please come visit and bring some. I'll keep the scary spiders away from you, Allison.
Thank God.
Paren, there are seriously none in Sydney. And I owe you Tim Tams.
Yay!
Melty or not. Stay awesome. Keep recording. Harriet. P.S. Allison, where did you get that green skirt you wore at the con?
Oh, boy. Oh, I know what she's talking about. It's from a company called Maje. M-A-J-E.
Maje.
They're fantastic. I actually have a couple. They make really cool structured skirts, and the material is kind of like scuba suit material.
Interesting.
Yeah. But they're like bright colors. They're cool.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
Maje.
Maje or Maje.
Maje.
Mage. I don't know.
Meji. Meji. Maybe it's Mage.
It probably
could be Mage.
No, because it's a J, not a G.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it's Mage, but spelled funky.
Whatever.
Anyway,
so
great.
Whatever.
Great
Are
talk,
we doing Drunksmiths this year? Are we doing anything?
Tom, what?
We didn't talk about it.
Regular Drunksmiths. I mean, Drunksmiths is happening.
I was unaware.
How could we not do Drunksmiths?
I don't know.
Tom, what?
What did we talk
Tim
about?
Tim Tam Tom.
Wait, why did we need to talk about it? Obviously, we're doing Drunksmiths. Tim Tam Tom.
I don't pay attention.
It's Tim Tam Tom.
I don't listen very well.
Tim Tam Tom.
Don't worry, everyone. We're going to do Drunksmiths. We just got to figure out when.
When?
I mean, December.
Yeah, no, I mean.
We got months, Tom. I don't know why you're
I'm
concerned
really
about
that.
It's classic Tim Tam Tom, if you know what I mean.
You're such a Tim Tam Tom right now.
Classic.
Such a Tim Tam Tom.
All right, let's get to
a story.
Let me hit this first. A couple of people wrote in about the Good Samaritan law. Remember the Good Samaritan law?
Right.
So this is from Tatiana.
Hi, Tatiana.
Said, hi, Allison, Alex, and the masterful super volcano.
Yes.
Hello. Just thought I'd chime in on the Good Samaritan law you guys were wondering about last week.
Yeah.
The law exists in some states to protect volunteers and heroes, like your therapist's granddaughter, from any legal repercussions after helping someone. However, these laws aren't applicable in every state. So in many first aid / CPR classes, you are instructed to always ask for permission to help someone.
That's right, yes.
But again, I go back to what if they're unconscious and you're like, I tried. I asked the guy. He just didn't say anything, mainly because he's fucked up and unconscious. But that way you aren't. That way you have a legal out if they try to come back to you for any issue. Oh, but this is interesting. When double checking this info, I also learned that this is invalidated if the helper asks for money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then the next line is, do people do that?
Yeah.
Hi, I saved your life. Give me money, please.
No, I think it's more like you're hanging off a cliff. I'll pull you up, but you have to pay me $500.
Yeah,
and
right.
people are like, yeah, whatever.
And then you're like, now I'm going to sue you because you broke my arm while you're pulling me up. And also, you're a dick.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue you because you're a dick.
Oh, my God.
Anyhow, just thought I'd chime in. Hopefully, you don't get sued with any of this information. Or hopefully, I don't get sued for helping out with this information.
We should have a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast that nothing we say on here is verified.
Yeah, like a legal. Yeah. Do not do anything we say.
For
we are entertainment purposes only. Do not put your penis in that.
What?
It is for entertainment purposes
that
only.
I recommend.
Huh?
It is.
Yeah.
Why did that took a turn?
Well, I'm just thinking about things that you could purchase that they're like, hey, we know what this is for, but don't sue us if it breaks your dick.
If it breaks your dick.
You said they said breaks your bit.
Breaks your bit.
That's not good. Story.
All right, story.
I want a story.
This one comes in from Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Alex, Allison, and Super Volcano. Haven't written in ages, but thought you guys might want to check this out.
Yes.
Octobot? Pretty cool. So, I mean, that's what's in the thing, Jesse.
Yep.
Robotics.
Yeah.
We all are thinking, oh, yeah, that robots are robots. They're just made of metal, and they're like Terminators, you know, with like,
They're going to take over the world shortly.
There's a whole new thing, a whole new thought process on in robotics, and it's called soft robotics.
Okay.
So they've created this gelatinous octopus that has no hard parts.
How?
Well, they used a lot of like silicone.
Okay.
And they did 3D model. They did 3D printing, but also 3D, what do they call it? Injecting?
3D injecting.
Yeah.
I don't understand what that is.
So basically what it is that there's like this gelatinous ooze.
Yeah.
That then they put things in.
Okay.
But they don't, but so like they put, they like, instead of 3D printing, which is like slices and layers going up.
Yeah.
It's like a pool of silicone, liquid silicone, that then they put things inside
to give it structure.
Okay.
You know, it's like they almost say they have the structures already, the silicone thing, and then they inject items or basically print, like harden the different areas of it in, like inside it.
Interesting.
But so what they did is they've created this robot octopus.
Okay.
The Octobot.
Octobot.
That has absolutely
related to Octomom?
It's related a little bit to Octomom and also Octodad. Was that the the video game?
Yeah.
But so the whole concept is that even its brain, even the brain of this robot, is made out of soft items.
Oh, interesting. So there's
so
no
what
like,
they did,
wires or
there's
chips
no wires.
Or something.
There's no electricity. There's no battery. So what they've decided, what they figured out, is that it all works on chemical reaction.
Oh.
So it's a little bit like, I think we did that story a while back about that, like the like logic gate that was only the circuit that wasn't, that was just fluid. It was like a chemical reaction.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of concept, which is there's this chemical reaction that happens that then the output, like the result of it, is oxygen, one part oxygen. So what happens is that they do this chemical reaction that then essentially inflates a part of it that then says, okay, these legs go.
Oh, wow.
And then those legs start going, and then it off-gasses the thing, so then it's like, yeah, like vents the oxygen, and then it's like, okay, now these legs go.
Right.
What? So it does this like walking movement,
cool,
and all of it is just a chemical reaction.
That's awesome.
And there's literally no physical parts.
What?
Or no, like hard metallic. There's no metal in it.
Yeah.
So,
is there a picture? Can I say it?
Yeah, there is. It's super
cute. Applications for this? What are they saying it would do? Just like be gelatinous
robots. It's adorable.
I know. That's Octobot.
Oh. I'd be okay if those robots took over the world.
Looks like they're just trying to make a new Christmas bed toy.
Yeah,
like
right.
Furby,
it's the Furby. It's the new Furby called Octobot. Every kid wants
one. It looks
cool. It just sits in your tub and does weird wiggling.
can it get wet? I guess it can because there's no electricity.
So I think this is more of sort of like a proof of concept of where they can go with this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, what will probably end up happening is sort of a hybrid of both. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, but the thing that's interesting to me is this starts to go, okay, well, that could be in your body.
Yeah.
Like, there's a part of that that then doesn't sort of like, it's not like a metallic thing. So now I'm starting to think like, well, this could be sort of like the whole, you know, the whole sort of like thing that we're sort of excited about is this nanotechnology and sort of like nanobots in your body that are right. like cleaning up your, like they, a nanobot that eats, you know, you put it in your bloodstream and it eats cholesterol. Just like that's the thing that it wants to do is just eat cholesterol. So it's like, great, never have to worry about cholesterol anymore or heart attacks, you know what I mean? Or heart attacks from blockages, you know what I mean?
So you're saying
like this is a good precursor because that's not going
to
be
like
this,
to replace
like,
a limb or do you mean actually
so nano size it and then use that like targeted to eat cancer cells you know what I mean where it's not a metallic thing that's in your bloodstream that can have all the issues that having pieces of metal
in
your blood
that's what they need to create on Fuck Cancer Island
little nano octobots that eat cancer
Seriously.
It seems like you could put that thing like on a face transplant's face. Because like,
I'm sorry that baboon ripped your face off.
Yeah.
We could stick an octopus on it.
Seriously, because like, it was like, it's more fleshy, right? And then it make give you like the facial movements like you used to have, like the eyebrows and the cheeks and the nose.
Oh, that's interesting.
Just saying.
Nah.
It would make Terminator look more real, like in the future. Like they have skin
honestly,
on the outside.
The first thing my brain went to was like, oh, this is what they're going to make like real dolls out of.
I think that's already happening.
Yeah.
And by the way,
the
entertainment purposes only, because it may break your dick off.
It might break your dick off.
Well, you know. By the way,
that should be the name of this episode, please. Yeah, it might break your dick off.
Break your dick off. But you know that that company that makes real dolls.
There's only one.
I mean, the company that started real dolls.
Okay, got it.
I mean, I'm sure there are people that make more of them.
Knock off real dolls?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's just called Real Dolls?
Yeah.
by the way, I have not done a deep dive. Love to be a 17-year-old boy again in the world.
You have BID'd so badly.
I know. But just think about it.
Okay.
Because we had such a small access to porn. Like, you needed to fucking Indiana Jones some shit to get yourself porn.
Right.
I had a magazine. It was a Penthouse magazine that we found in, like, a garbage chute.
Yes.
And we secreted it away, and only three of us knew about it, in a sewer.
Oh, my gosh.
And we would go, and the only time you'd be able to look at this magazine was if you went, checked that nobody was looking, opened a manhole, climbed into the sewer, closed the manhole.
Are you serious?
Yes.
How
and then
you open a manhole? You are not a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Again, you had to Indiana Jones your porn. There was no like, could just see porn.
I'm literally picturing you like trading out a magazine of the exact same weight for your dad's like Penthouse that you found in the closet and be like, he'll never know.
It felt very much like that. It was very clandestine. But now, you can accidentally see porn every day.
Yeah.
I accidentally see porn almost every day.
Yeah.
Just like Googling lawn furniture. And I'm like, whoa, what is that girl doing on that lawn
furniture?
Just
like checking my Twitter notifications now. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
People reply to tweets from bots reply to tweets from 4 years ago. And they're just like, I want you to fuck me. And it's like a picture of a naked girl. I'm like, what?
Wow. Yeah.
Why?
Yes.
How is this?
Just think if you. But also, the devices. The technological device.
Yeah.
You can literally buy.
Right?
Yeah. Fleshlight. You can literally just buy a girl's butt.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally, you can just go to the store and be like, I just want the butt and vagina, please.
And they also make those based on like molds of actual porn stars.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And girls aren't excluded either. You can buy most porn star dicks anytime.
Yeah.
You can just be like, that guy that I see in the porn. First off,
porn.
By the way, porn has gotten just absurd. Like, it's not even sexy at all to me.
No.
Was it ever sexy to you?
I feel like in the 70s it was like, you know what I mean? Like, there was some
what is
like
this head movement
style.
You're doing?
It's
a lot more hair
some,
all
like,
over the body, though. In the
yeah, but it felt like two people having sex. Now it just feels like two actors looking at themselves in mirrors, pretending to have sex.
Well, that's why there's this one porn star. What's his name? His name is like James Dean.
Yeah.
From a couple years ago, he became like a huge, massive hit amongst women because he just was like a normal looking dude. looking like he was having normal sex with women, and like women were like, this is all I want in my life.
Yes,
like there
really.
Wasn't he wasn't overly chiseled, he wasn't like a yeah. massive human being,
yeah,
like he, and he was just like a regular guy who was like, I'm gonna be kind to you, and like had nice sex with women on camera.
Well,
and ladies
funny
were
that
like, this
like,
is the hottest thing ever.
Yeah. Wow. No shit. Yeah. But anyway, so anyway, I want to be to be a 17-year-old boy again.
Also with the apps now, I mean, I don't even know what they're called anymore. Tinder, Grindr, what are they? We
oh,
can
yeah.
find partners. We never had that.
Oh, yeah.
You actually go and talk to girls.
Like idiots.
Waste money on them at the
Jesus.
Bar.
Anyway, Octobot.
I have a friend who's dating a new girl, and I met her the other night, and you know, we're just having like some drinks or whatever, and I had enough drinks, so I was like, so how did you guys meet? And my buddy was like, well, you know, she was looking at her phone, and I was looking at my phone, and then we decided to meet up, and I just kind of stared at him. I'm like, are you telling me you met on Tinder? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah,
I know
just
that.
Say
but
that.
He was like avoiding telling it's, me how yeah. they met.
We had an exchange electronically.
Yeah.
That was mediated by an intermediary application.
Yeah.
That realized we could be compatible sexually
yeah.
and emotionally.
Yeah.
Maybe
and we happened
though.
To be within 2 miles of each other.
So you found on Tinder. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's yes. yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Match.com has some competition now, huh?
They own Tinder.
On. They own Tinder.
Match.com owns Tinder?
It's either Match.com or eHarmony.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Those apps
that's smart.
That work,
yeah.
they get scooped up by
real quick.
Like the online
real
dating
quick.
So RQ.
Let's just hope yeah. that when we die and get
incarnated.
Incarnated, we'll have future technology to do that with Alex.
When
and
get,
Allison doesn't mind. Doesn't
when we get recreated.
Much.
Yeah.
Recreated.
When we get into our
recreated.
Recreation machine, which is mainly just for recreation.
And it would
you get recreated. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Octobot, super excited.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they're pushing into the soft technologies. Oh, but what I was going to say, which I totally didn't even mention,
you BID'd.
Was that the Real Doll company is putting in the most amount of money for virtual reality.
Oh, that does that
because
does not surprise me at all.
They want you to be able to put
yeah.
have the Real Doll and then put your headset on and then see a real woman in the position of the Real Doll,
God.
But be able to feel the places because
feel sure. the places.
yeah, because
I
of
can't
the stuff.
Imagine being the woman who has to film that fucking thing.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Well, she's a porn star,
well,
so
right, but it's
happy to do it.
Filming VR yeah. is different than filming just a regular like shoot. You know, you have to
is
shoot
it
things.
Allison, how would you know?
how would I know filming VR is different
yes.
than filming because I filmed
porn.
VR.
Science?
No,
did?
I didn't say porn. I said VR.
Yeah.
Boring.
I know. Dude, they'll have like headsets. Like you can only imagine just being
yeah,
having sex with some
they
dude
have cameras.
Who's got this giant camera. Head.
You have cameras all over the place, and you can't move out of certain
yeah,
zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's hard to shoot VR stuff.
Yeah,
I'll give it
yeah.
a shot.
It's intense. You mean VR stuff or the...
Filming it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of crazy shit.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
I don't know. Am I?
Elon Musk.
Yay. We're fanboys.
Yeah. Well,
oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Is looking to kickstart transhuman evolution with brain hacking technology.
Ooh, like
I don't
mutants?
Understand what that means.
Yeah. I know, because Allison, every once in a while, you're very sort of like, I don't want weird shit in my face.
Yeah. Also, why is Elon Musk kickstarting anything?
Yeah. I don't, it's not, no, not kickstarting in the sense
oh,
of the company,
like
Kickstarter.
Oh, he's looking to,
he's looking
to literally
kickstart.
Just kickstart a study.
Yeah. Well,
got it.
So, okay.
It's like he wants to turn into like neuromancers, right? Isn't that
right.
what it was?
So what
like,
happens is
neuromancers.
There's a so he was being interviewed
okay.
about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And one of the
can
things
we
that
have
he
him
started
on our show. Could someone out there who
to,
knows
yeah.
him
Drunk Smith.
Get him on our show.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get him,
God,
let's get him
he
drunk.
Would be so great.
Like
drunk.
Like episode 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And we'd be
yeah.
like, just talk about stuff.
I might cry.
Yeah. Oh, you totally.
He's awesome.
Totally.
All right.
So he's talking about lots of different stuff, and then they sort of fall into this thing where he said one of the biggest issues that we're going to have is that computers are going to become so much smarter than us that we're going to lose. We're going to be the idiots.
Oh.
We're going to be the people who...
I'm already there.
Yeah. The computers will be so much smarter than us that we literally will become the people that are like a durr.
Yeah. A burr.
But what he said is that the way to counteract that is
okay.
to use this technology that called neural lacing.
Neural lacing?
Neural lace.
Got it.
Essentially, what that would do is it would put a sort of like a lattice work on top of your brain.
Okay.
That would allow you to, using your brain, interface with computers.
That's kind of cool.
I know.
That's awesome.
So if you think about it, he had the example of like a calculator.
Right.
Like right now, we don't have to do math.
Right.
We take out our phone, open a calculator, and do the calculation.
I know, it's kind of
sad. We decide when we need that to be done.
Right.
But we don't do the work in our head.
Right.
So he said if you had a neural lace, you would just go, oh, I need to know what this large number is divided by that large number, then multiplied by this large number, and the neural lace would go get that information from a computer and then give
it
to your brain.
Right.
So you would just think, oh, I need this information, and then you would go, ah, the answer is that.
Right.
So he has the, like, technology.
And it's the same.
He knows the stuff that can actually make this happen.
Well, so here's the deal. Yeah.
Okay.
So in this interview that he was talking about, they were like, yeah, there's people that are working on, you know, stuff like this and all that stuff. And he said, oh, where's the quote that was so great? I was like, okay. Discussing brain hacking. Oh, God, what was the thing that he said? It was so great.
Because
essentially he...
Well, you find it. I'm going to say something.
Yeah, go.
You're right. I normally do freak out about, like, we're getting stuff put in us that shouldn't be put in us. But I feel... You find the quote.
I got it.
Oh, okay. But I feel like my concern has always been when it's like, we might die, so put our consciousness in something else, you know?
Okay, augmenting to be like super...
Yeah.
Like if somebody was like, hey, we can embed this thing in your legs and you can run 2 times faster. You'd be like, I don't need to run two times faster, but I like that I can do
that. Yeah, I mean, for me, that would be more like, you know, if someone is paralyzed.
Yeah, of course.
And they have something that's going to fix them, then yeah, I'm all about it. Then this feels like something that's just like, I mean, it does freak me out a little because that is a great example, the calculator and all that kind of stuff. But I'm trying to think of like, I don't know, maybe because we were just talking about this, but like, what if you're on a first date with someone?
Oh.
And you like want to say something? Can you like basically Google them in your mind and then?
I mean, I think you will be able to at some point. I mean, it seems like a Black Mirror episode.
That's weird to me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's a really good point because like if you're on a date and you want to impress a girl, you can say anything to impress her.
Right.
Instant knowledge. Of
like, what's
everything.
Your actual intellect
well, but,
after this?
But that doesn't impress her if everybody
well,
has that.
Saying.
Well, right.
So, like,
you know what I mean?
Then how do you impress a girl anymore?
You were talking about book smart versus
street smarts.
I mean, basically this allows you to, everybody will have book smarts.
Book smarts, yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
But the street smarts part is the part of where do you apply that information?
That's very interesting. Like, even
you know
just
I mean?
Thinking about our, like, the presidential campaign that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if, like, that was something both candidates had?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, then how do you... Yeah.
Well, and also, especially
that is
somebody
weirdly
could be
like,
typing...
how do you make a decision? Yeah,
yeah.
You know?
Well, again, it goes back to street smarts. What do they want to do?
Yeah.
Not how many facts they have.
They
I mean,
have,
the facts
yeah.
don't matter
yeah.
per se. It's really what they're going to do about them.
Right.
And that's not something... That's the stuff where I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm down for the concept of being able to have... I mean, we already have it, right? So we already have... It's just one step.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I go, who was that guy in that fucking movie? I take out my phone, I look, and within 30 seconds, I know, and I'm off to the races talking about something else. You know what I mean? All this is doing is taking that step out. When I go, who's the guy from the thing? Oh, it was Billy Zane. And, you know,
so do we then have the issue, though, of like, can people hack our brains?
Well, that's the other thing is
not
just hack your brains, but I could give you information that's incorrect.
Oh man! Like,
you mean my lattice could connect to your lattice instead of connecting to an actual computer?
Well, we don't know. I'm assuming it would be connecting to the internet.
Yeah.
And we all know how good Wikipedia is.
Yeah.
Considering
yeah,
I was a
up.
Coal miner for
okay,
a while
wait.
In my past
is that
life.
What it says?
Hell yeah.
What was the quote?
Oh, so. It's just this last little bit. It may not be as far-fetched as it sounds. It may actually be based on verifiable science. Already, the mesh part is locked down. Neuro Nanotechnology experts have already developed an ultra-fine mesh of electronics that can seamlessly merge with the brain.
Oh, what?
This mesh has been tested on mice.
Oh, my gosh.
And Mr. Musk has hinted at announcing some developments in the area very soon.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, and now, the other thing that's crazy is, do you know how you know what we just announced it a couple weeks ago, or I mean the world the world announced it and we talked about it, but that Uber was like, oh yeah, by the way, the driverless cars,
yeah,
next week.
Yeah.
Next week.
And we've heard about them, right? Or
we've heard that they've been developing it,
yeah,
but it's like,
No. Have we heard how successful it's been?
Oh, no, but I saw they had a lady, I think it was for like TechCrunch or something. They had people go to the like inaugural.
Too much wine.
Inaugural.
Too much wine.
Foliage.
It is spoilage.
What?
Foliage? Anyway, foliage. They went to the kickoff.
Yeah. There
much
we go.
More mild use of language. and had people take sort of the first rides. They would request the Uber.
Right.
It would go to them. They would then, and so it's cool. You get into the car,
yeah,
and there's a tablet on the back of the car that says where you're gonna go,
right?
And it says, "I'm ready to go," and you literally press the button, and the car goes.
Wow, that's awesome.
As the passenger,
yeah.
I mean, I was like, "Oh my god!" And then it shows the like layout of all the like scannings, and you can see the different cars in blue and the different road, and it reads the street lights. And the lady who was in it was like, we stopped for a yellow light and then we went through another yellow light.
Oh, interesting.
So clearly it has some sort of decision in there going, that's two yellow. Well, but that's everybody makes that decision.
None more blacks.
Do these things go on the freeway and go like 65 miles per hour?
Dude, yeah. I was in Kevin Perrer's Tesla. We were going like 70, 75 and it was driving itself.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, the autopilot in the Tesla is rad.
Yeah.
So he has a Tesla? Kevin has a Tesla?
Yeah, he just got one.
Yeah. Everybody's getting one. Mikey, my buddy Mike from TRS, back in the TRS days, he was like one of the first guys.
Back in the TRS
days. He's had
days.
Two or three of them. Like he keeps upgrading. Jeez. He's just like Mr. Tesla. Yeah. It's awesome.
But he's not Mr. Tesla because That's Elon Musk. And we want him on our show.
Or Nikola Tesla.
Or Nikola Tesla. Or
anyway, so neural laces.
Neural laces.
We'll see.
Yeah,
man.
Laces out, everybody.
Laces out, motherfucker. Laces out.
All right. We should probably wrap it up.
It does absolutely sound like a Black Mirror episode, though. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I would totally be in line day one.
Oh, my gosh. You'd have to go get it.
Maybe day four.
Yeah.
I'll let a couple people be like, yeah, it's great. Oh,
you're
what's
like
wrong
twitching?
With your eye?
Yeah.
Ah, there's a little bit of a short circuit in it. I ejaculate every hour.
Whoa.
I'll be like, I am next in line.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Sign me up. Don't break my dick.
Don't break my dick. Please name the episode that. Please don't forget. And name the episode something else.
It's just as long as it fits in the thing. Yeah.
Don't break my dick.
Don't break my dick. Oh, my God. What's the picture going to be? Right. A dick?
No, it's not going to be a dick. It can't be a dick.
It'll just be a picture of Richard Nixon.
No one will listen to it.
I know. They'll be
It'll
like,
be our worst listen to episode ever.
Our worst listen to episode ever.
Is that a phrase?
It is.
I made it a phrase. Anyway, thank you for listening to our worst listen to episode ever. I'm sure we got a lot of stuff wrong, or if you just want to email us and say, what's up? Because you're like flying a plane to work or something like that. Email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. And that is it for this episode. I'm Allison Aislip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. With us, as always, has been the man, the myth, the legend, Tom Supervolcano Grievesky.
Well, thank you for having me.
We will see you next week.
Yes, we will.
In your ears.
We're going to see you in your ear holes. Mm-hmm. It's sexy in there. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.